were a punk musician for 2 decades and then made the switch to an acoustic folk sound. Why?
Well, I've always kind of, you know, been playing guitar and stuff like that, and I kind of started writing these songs because all the bands that I've been in over the years have been, you know, like, collaborative efforts, you know? Like, I was in a 7-piece ska band, but there's, you know, there's 7 guys, and we write as a team, you know? And, so without them, it's hard for me to, you know, write complete songs. So I just kind of started fooling around with it, you know, as an outlet for myself to be able to complete songs without having to rely on anybody else, really. You know, it's kind of where it started. So, you know, just me and an acoustic guitar in my living room, I can do that, which is kind of cool. So that's kind of where it started, really.
Okay, you said in a press release that you never thought you'd release any of these tracks. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I guess I just never really thought of it when I first kind of started doing it. It wasn't something that I planned on. I didn't do it because I wanted to record a record or, you know, release songs or anything. I was just kind of doing it for myself, you know, just for kind of for fun and kind of for therapy, I guess, you know, in a way. So, you know, it wasn't until, like, I mean, yeah, I started doing that probably 10 years ago, something like that, and it wasn't until just this year where I decided to go into the studio and, like, record a full record and, you know, hire guys to come in and play and do all that stuff, you know?
You mentioned therapy just a couple of seconds ago. It's kind of ironic that you said that because many of the songs are kind of like self-critique. Why do you think you're so difficult on yourself?
Well, I don't know if I'm difficult on myself, but, I mean, I think that sometimes the way the songs that I write just kind of come out as a way to kind of, I don't know, kind of make myself feel better, or, you know, it's the process of the writing, and as well as the words, you know, kind of, I don't know, help, you know, get through hard times, I guess, in a way. But I think that also the songs are, you know, there's always a little bit of, they're somewhat positive, you know, deep down inside, and, you know, there's hope in a lot of those songs. So, I don't know, I think that's just kind of what I'm going through at the time, you know, a lot of those tunes.
Okay, and What I Need Is a Friend, you say you've tossed and turned all night. What do you think keeps you up? What do you think keeps you up at night, and how do you think it's made you a better musician?
Well, I don't know. I think that I'm definitely one of those people that kind of just, you know, it's hard for me to turn my brain off, you know, so I'll just kind of, like, lay in bed a lot of times and just, I'm just constantly thinking of this or that or different things. So that kind of puts me in a tossing and turning kind of mode. But I don't know if that makes me a better musician or if it just makes me super sleepy the next day. You know? I mean, but I have, you know, in the middle of the night, though, I have thought of, like, different ideas or, song, you know, whether they be song ideas or different types of ideas for shows or, you know, that kind of thing. So, but, like I said, you know, that's especially one of those lyrics and that song in particular, I never really thought about how other people would interpret it or hear it, you know, because I was just kind of doing it for myself and writing those songs by myself. So it's interesting to hear people's reaction. In fact, that's a lot of my friends around town, that's their favorite song. So.
Okay, what'd you grow up listening to?
Well, you know, when I was a little kid, when I first, like, started listening to music, I was listening to my parents' music, which was like Jim Croce and Bob Dylan and Arlo Guthrie, you know, the Eagles and that kind of stuff. That's what they were listening to, and I loved it. You know, I loved all that stuff. And then as I got a little older, the neighborhood kids and stuff, they're all listening to ska, like the two-tone era ska. So, like, Madness and the Specials, English Beat and stuff. That was, like, the first kind of music that I ever, like, really identified myself with, you know, and was like, I like ska when I was, like, a kid. And then that, you know, kind of, as that, you know, I got a little older, then I started listening to punk rock, you know, like, Circle Jerks, Dead Kennedys, and that, like, that era. punk rock stuff, and then that kind of just evolved into hardcore, like Agnostic Front and New York stuff, and you know, and then it just kind of went from there. But I've always, you know, then it expands into everything, like you know, Zeppelin comes in later, and then of course I'm still listening to like Bob Dylan and Tom Waits and stuff that my parents were listening to. So, you know, I'd say a little of everything.
Okay, do you find it ironic, kind of, that, I mean, you're kind of, in a way, still singing the same type of music, because folk and acoustic rock is about expressing, you know, your darkest, deepest emotions, and, I mean, that's kind of what punk is about, too, just, you know, doing it in a different way. Did you ever think of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've always kind of thought that. I mean, some of those old guys, like, you know, even like Woody Guthrie, you know, I mean, one of the, you know, early recorded folk artists, you know, I mean, a lot of people say he's a, you know, old school punk rocker.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I definitely think that they're very similar in a lot of ways, attitude-wise, lyrically, just the, you know, the soul and the emotions that they put into their vocal performances, you know, I think that, yeah, it's very similar, you know.
Okay, what do you want people to get out of Sweet Surrender? How do you want it to be remembered?
Well, that's a good question. I so far, you know, it feels like a lot of the response has been, you know, people just, it gives them a real nostalgic feel, you know, and that it kind of puts them in a relaxed mood. I love that, hearing that. Like, one of my best friends was like, I listened to this in my car, and the day seems to just become a lot easier and simpler and, you know, more refreshing after hearing this music, so it's very calming. And I was kind of like, wow, that's pretty cool. I never thought of it like that, but, so, I mean, I think that if some people can relate to what I'm singing about and what I'm saying and how I'm saying it, and it makes them somehow feel better, you know, for a minute or two or 3 minutes, however long the songs last, I think that would be great.
I know this is a hard question to ask, considering, like, you know, all the music you write is kind of, you know, connected to you in one way or another, but what song on the album do you think you connect to the most, and why?
Well, that is a good question. I think that, I think Sweet Surrender at this particular time in my life right now is probably the best, that one, and the very last song, which is Lay Down Your Life. I think that, like, the transitions and the things that I'm kind of going through right now, those two songs are the most relevant to this, you know, minute in my life. In fact, I even got a tattoo of Lay Down Your Life on my arm recently.
So is it just the words, yep, or is there, like, a logo on it or something like that? The tattoo?
No, I don't have any logos or anything that are associated with the songs. But the logo, I mean, the lettering on the tattoo is just that. It's like an old-school, like, L.A., old-school script.
Okay, cool.
Which I think is kind of cool.
Where is it on your arm?
It's on my forearm.
Oh, cool. So everybody can see it.
Yeah.
Some of the songs have different flows to them, such as November. You know, you have a little bit more of a raspy tone. You know, you experiment with some different tones during the album. What song do you think most accurately represents your natural vocal tone?
I would say We Drove All Night. That would probably be the easiest song for me to sing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That key, I mean, a lot of the songs are in the same key, so that's the key that I'm most comfortable in, which is A. But that song in particular, I think, is, it just flows real easy, and that one was real easy to sing in the studio and stuff, and it wasn't, you know, there was nothing forced about it. None of the songs are really forced. I think that, in fact, I would have to say that it's easier to sing this stuff than it is to have done any of the vocal stuff that I've done in previous bands, like punk rock bands, because that stuff's a little bit more demanding as far as, like, you know, actually, you know, giving my voice, like, a certain effect or style or sound, whereas this stuff's a lot more natural for me to sing. You know, it's easier.
Okay, Okay, where do you see yourself in a few years? Like, what do you want to accomplish?
Well, right now, I mean, I'm really excited to, like, try to get out and play more shows. So I'd like to start touring with this band or with this project. And I would even see myself touring and doing just, like, me and a guitar. But that's what I'd really like to do is continue to write and record songs in this fashion and this solo kind of arena for myself and then continue to tour. You know, I mean, just kind of like some of those old dudes that I've mentioned before, like Bob Dylan, he's still out there touring, and, you know, it's like, I've heard him say in interviews, that's just what he does, and so I'd like to, you know, continue, because that's what I've always been doing, is just writing and recording records and touring, so that's what I'd like to do.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say to anyone that's never heard your music, like what to expect, or if you had to sell them on your music, what would you say?
Well, I think that it's definitely something, like I said before, it's like, it's a nice little adventure into the heart and soul of, you know, genre and Bebsworth. And, I think that it's something that can, you know, I think that a lot of people probably can relate to and would enjoy, and not just the lyrics, but the sound of the music, you know. I think it's really calming and relaxing, and it's good to listen to after midnight with a couple beers.